The Edge, how to stand out by showing your all in for emerging leaders and those who lead them. Written and narrated by the authors Adam Tarnow and David Morrison. This is dedicated to our wives. You both make standing out look so easy. This audiobook is for everyone else. Introduction. You might have this job. Let's just see how it goes. That's basically what Dabo Swinney was being told by his organization's leadership. It was October 13th, 2008, and this charismatic young man with a funny nickname had just been named interim head coach of Clemson University's football team, the Clemson Tigers. At the time of his promotion, the team was 3-3. Even though many college football programs would be content with this record, for Clemson, it was disappointing. Hopes were high in 2008. The team was preseason ranked number 9 in the nation, and many believed this would be a breakout year for them. After 6 games, hope was lost, and head coach Tommy Bowden resigned a few days after a 12-7 loss to number 24-ranked Wake Forest University. To a fractured team and a skeptical fan base, the decision to promote Dabo looked a little puzzling. This is understandable. The season started with conversations about a national championship. Now here in mid-October, everyone was simply hoping to make a postseason bowl game. At the press conference announcing him as interim head coach, here's what Dabo had to say. My job is to try to lead these guys, love these guys, to get them to love each other, to get them to play hard and believe in each other, and to get back to back and circle the wagons and believe in what we're doing, believe that we can have a special season and we still have an opportunity to do that. There's a lot of things still on the table for this football team. I can't sit here and tell you that I can see the future. I have no idea. All I can tell you is the guys that run out there this Saturday and every Saturday for the next month and a half or 2 months, they're going to be playing with their hair on fire. That's the best we're going to do. We're going to unify this group, and we're going to play as one, one heartbeat, everybody playing together. That's our only chance. As I told them, I gave every one of them the opportunity. If you can't do this, 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 and this, and you need to go get your stuff out of your locker and head on out of here, and your scholarship is honored. But if you show up on that practice field tonight, you better be all in. My thing is, our backs are against the wall. You ever watch that poker show on ESPN? I love that poker show. We got pocket tens. We don't have a great hand, but we got a chance. So we're going all in. I need these players to be all in, and we'll see what happens. After that press conference, people were a tad less skeptical. However, that was just a press conference. The real question was whether the team would perform on the field. Dabo said he had two messages for his team. One, the team was going to be united. Two, everyone needed to play like they were all in. 5 days later, even after a disappointing loss, it was clear the message was received and believed, and the rest of the season went well. The team won 4 of their last 6 games. They were invited to play in the Gator Bowl, and on December 1st, 2008, Dabo had the interim title removed and was named the 27th head coach of the Clemson Tigers football team. Since being named head coach, and at the time of this recording, Dabo's record is 150 wins to 36 losses. He's won 7 ACC championships, played in 11 bowl games, and even won 2 national championships while appearing in 4 national championship games. Clemson has gone from a perennial underperforming team to one of the best programs in the history of college football. Over the span of Dabo's career, his message has remained the same. As a team, we're a family. And as an individual, you must be all in. As he has said, when you're all in, you're committed to doing the best you can in everything that you do, being a person of excellence. The team adopted and still uses a pregame ritual that allows each member of the team to communicate that they're all in. Prior to every game, poker chips are placed in a player's locker. When the team leaves the locker room, a member of the coaching staff is standing at the door with an all-in bucket. No player can leave the locker room and take the field until they place all their chips into the bucket to symbolize that they are all in. Dabo and the coaching staff know exactly what they want. As they recruit new players, they're looking for talent and an all-in attitude. As they develop their current players, the coaching staff is focused on skill development and attitude development. It's not enough to be a talented football player. Dabo has figured out that world-class talent alone doesn't win championships, unify a team, or build a culture of excellence. Winning, unity, and culture are created with heart. Talent is expected, but that doesn't always differentiate players. At Clemson, attitude, character, and mindset, those are what separate a good player from a great player. So what on earth does a story about a college
sample complete? Ready to continue?